Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens. Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning and happy Friday, Rockaholics. We have made it to the end of the traditional work week. How you feeling about it, Steve?
Feeling
Miggs?
Great.
Yeah?
Happy the weekend is here, baby.
Do you know what I'm going to ask you next?
The answer is yes.
You're going to fly your freak flag proudly?
Proudly. Loud and proud, baby.
Let's do it. Let's inform our rockaholics.
Knowledge is power.
So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Today is Danny V's day. If there was ever a day for Danny V to celebrate, today is the day. Danny, let me see your feet.
Oh,
it's a personal question. He's not celebrating it.
Oh, you did not get the memo.
Is it Mismatched Shoes Day?
It's National Two Different Colored Shoes Day, and I thought for sure you'd be wearing your two different colored shoes.
I did not celebrate today. You know why? Because I'm anti-conformity, Steve.
Oh, wow.
Oh, is that, oh, you're such an anarchist.
So
over
edgy.
Here.
I knew about this day.
That. He's a lion, not a sheep.
Exactly.
Yeah. Do you know what those, because you sometimes rock with a Vans.
Yeah.
And you have a black one and an orange one, if I remember correctly.
Yes, sir.
Do you have both of both shoes? So like one day you wear a left black, another day you wear a right black, and then you wear the, do you vary it up that way?
Yes. Well, kind of. I mean, I just buy a bunch of pairs of the different colors, and then I when the two that I'm wearing get worn out, I just switch to the other two.
Oh, so you keep an even amount of traction.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, now at least we know the method to the madness.
I honestly thought he was going to say, no, you dummy. I just put on one of the shoes and realize which one I'm wearing and then wear the other color. That's it.
Oh, it's no. It's way more methodical.
All right. So I only bring the story up because I love how it ends. And you guys know Lori Loughlin. She's what? Aunt Becky.
Yes.
From Full House. So obviously she's been in the middle of a little bit of a scandal for several years about that college admission scandal. I guess she's been wrapped up in it. And really, she doesn't like talking about it, doesn't do a lot of interviews about it, but she was doing a first for women magazine. I think she was the first woman to get busted for a college admission scandal. Maybe not. But that, anyways, they asked her about some of the challenges that she's had over the last recent years, kind of like a vague way to get into it. And she started talking about, yeah, quote, every day we're met with different obstacles. And then she decided to use a certain song to like basically describe how she's able to like deal with life and get her life together. Do you think you can name the song?
I don't know.
What song would get you motivated?
Like a hype song?
Yeah.
I don't know. Anything off Jock Jams.
Okay. Danny?
Shot through the heart, and you're to blame. But you get that song. Is
Bon Jovi?
It gets me so hyped up.
What about you, Sarah?
If it's the Rocky song.
Oh, God.
It's not the
Rocky
song.
Because I know that's yours.
No, but this is a very close number two.
I get knocked down.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, it's the only reason why I brought up the story. I love that Lori Loughlin uses this song to motivate herself throughout all the trials and tribulations of being a scandalous woman.
One of the most annoying one-hit wonders of all time.
Excuse me?
Oh, I didn't know you like that song?
Pissing the light away.
What you drink?
It's a vodka drink.
It's a lager drink.
It's a cider drink.
Songs that remind him of the good times.
And the bad times.
I did have this album, though.
How could you say that's a bad song?
I had this album. There's way better songs off that album.
You were toe-tapping there the entire time,
Terry. Sure was.
You're telling me they wrote another song, Chumbawamba?
I'm embarrassed that I could probably sing almost every lyric to every song on that album. Me and Lori Loughlin, big fans.
Best of luck to Aunt Becky.
Chang Seifan, otherwise known as Charlie, is an immigrant from Laos. And he's been battling cancer for 8 years, but he's one of the winners of that $1.3 billion Powerball jackpot.
I saw this story, and I was just like, man, your heart breaks for the guy.
He's the one that's from Oregon, and so yep. We saw that zip code, and we're like, call all your Oregon friends. Well, this guy has been battling cancer for many years. He's going to split this prize with his wife and his friend and going to use some of that $422 million lump sum to get the best doctors and receive cancer treatment. So, obviously, like, could not have gone to a more deserving person.
When you look at medical bills, he'll probably still owe money after all of that.
Seriously, no kidding.
I hope everything works out just great for that guy. Yeah. I saw that story. I was like, wow, man. Of all people, you're happy to see win that kind of money. Definitely a dude that's going to have a lot of medical bills to deal with. This story just blew my mind. There's a Florida guy. Of course, this happened in Florida. He was at a hockey game, and apparently he's a licensed alligator trapper. He's based in Jacksonville. He got a call while he was at the game, and they're like, yeah, we have an alligator issue. And he's like, well, it's only 5 minutes from the game. So he left the game, caught the alligator, and then went back to the game. He wasn't even wearing shoes during all this as well. It's the most Florida thing ever.
A Japan Airlines flight from Dallas to Tokyo was canceled after the pilot allegedly got drunk and a replacement could not be found in time. The pilot was drinking at a restaurant in Dallas in the hotel lounge and then in his room.
Oh, boy.
Around 2 a.m. on a Tuesday, he got somebody called the police on him, I guess, and then the airline reportedly canceled the flight in order to assess the captain's well-being.
Well, I'm glad if I was a person on that plane, they're like, hey, I mean, I would be annoyed to not be able to get home, but if they said, look, we can't get you guys on the plane right now because your pilot is still drunk from the night before, I'd be like, yep. Find me a sober pilot, please.
157 passengers ended up on other flights.
Hey, the Mariners are playing in Houston tonight, taking on the Houston Astros. As far as weather, we're going to hit a high of 65 degrees. It's going to rain as well. Thanks to Kia Puyallup for giving us the DMD, and that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
What was the strangest reason you ended up at the doctor's or in the emergency room? 206-803-ROCK, please call us now and tell us about it. There's a man from Florida who had to have 150 live bugs removed from his nose.
Bugs. How did they get up his nose?
I don't know. I'm so creeped out by this, I can't even handle it.
He said he was handling dead fish. And he failed to properly wash his hands.
Oh. But how did...
And then what, he just picked his nose?
He started to complain
That's
about having...
That's a lesson learned.
His nose started having, like, bleeds. You know, he was having issues with nasal bleeding.
Okay.
And that was a big, you know, issue. So the team removed the bugs before they made it to his brain, which is a good thing.
Well. Is it? Or would he become Bug Man?
Well, they said it could have killed him, but maybe okay. It would have just given him superhuman bug powers.
I've watched way too many Marvel films. I'm like, he will become Bug Man.
Apparently, this condition is called nasal myiasis.
Yeah, that's totally what it is.
Rolls
yeah.
right off the tongue. Yeah. And it's just nasty. It's just really grossing me out.
Yeah, that's a lot. Well, if you're talking about grossing out and having to go to a doctor for it, our friend Danny over here, I'm still not really a fan of looking at him right now.
Oh.
So what was it? 2 days ago, Danny, you know, sent us all an email to tell us how his day went,
yeah.
And which is fine. I have no issues with you sharing like crazy things that have happened. I think it's cool to get to know what's happening in your world when we're not together. But then you sent a picture of what happened, and there was like no warning. It was just there. I opened up my email, and it was like the grossest thing I've ever seen. I don't even know if I want.
Danny looks so pleased with himself as you're telling this. By the way.
Yeah.
Well, it's because it was one of those things that, like, I asked myself before sending the email, should I attach the picture? I was like, nah. But then we had literally just had a conversation in the studio about Ryan Castle going to the doctor and having his – and Steve was, like, squeamish when Castle was trying to show us the pictures of his head.
No, I wasn't squeamish. I just said point blank, don't show it to me.
Well, and now that photo –
which is even better.
To be fair, that photo involved – blood.
Yeah. But so mine was just, I went to the doctor and they were like, well, you have a lot of earwax. And I was like, oh, and they're like, have you ever gotten it cleaned? And I was like, no. And so they told me over the weekend, go get this stuff and try it. You know, it's like drops and you put it in, it's supposed to melt away your earwax. So I tried it, did not work.
Is that a weird sensation to drop these things in your ear?
I mean, if you've been in a pool and you get your ears plugged, that's just literally what it feels like. It immediately plugs up your ear. And especially because I guess my earwax was so bad that it was like preventing anything from draining out.
This might be a very stupid question to ask. And I'm sure like people have asked you this. It's kind of like, you know, I can't find my keys. Well, where'd you put them last? Do you ever clean your ears?
Yes.
Okay. Fine. I saw the picture and I'm just like, my first thought was, does this guy not own a Q-tip? Should I buy him a box
Steve
of Q-tips?
Steve Miggs, I am not a doctor, but I will tell you, doctors will tell you, do not put Q-tips inside your ear.
100%. The doctor got mad at me when I told.
Because you're pushing the wax in.
Exactly.
I don't even really know why. He was just like, do not use Q-tips ever for your ears.
Ever.
Q-tips are not specifically for your ears.
Nope. It's
well,
bad.
I've been using them my whole life, and I never had to get a giant clump of wax
well,
dished out of my ears.
You apparently have very open ear canals. Yeah. Danny and I both suffer from narrow ear canals. I have had earwax build up before.
You're not the first person to tell me that I have open
ear
canals.
You have girthy ear canals.
Yes, they're very girthy.
But so I've had to go and have stuff pulled out of my ear before, but I've never had anything that looked like what you showed us.
I've never done it, and so I go back to the doctor this week for my allergy test, and they looked again, and they were like, wow, that did not help at all. Did you not do the ear drops? And I said, no, they didn't. Okay, you're going to have to go get them professionally cleaned. So they sent me up to the sixth floor. And there's an ear cleaner there.
Is it a guy, girl?
No, it was a girl.
Uh-huh.
Very attractive female. female doctor, actually. And she sits down. She's like, all right, let's see. Oh. And she pulls out. She's like, did you try the eardrops? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, okay, we're going to have to use the vacuum.
The vacuum.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Right?
Do they shove the vacuum in your ear?
Yes.
And it just sucks?
It is the weirdest thing ever. She's like, it's going to be really loud for a second. So they put it in there. And yeah, sure enough. And then all of a sudden, she's like, here it is. And I was like, oh, my God. And she's like, that's not even all of it.
Do you feel like you could hear better?
Yes.
Really?
The way that I put it is that it's not necessarily that I hear better. It's that I hear sharper. So the way that I kind of say is like if you've ever like edited a photo and it's kind of like blurry and then you use the sharpness feature and it just like defines all the edges, that's what my ears feel like right
now. Up the structure on the settings.
I can hear like S's better. It sounds just sharp.
Do you like that or do you miss having things muffled?
No,
you know, however long.
Yeah.
You've been hearing things one way. Like when I get new headphones, I'm like, I miss my old headphones because over the time they've kind of dulled out a little bit. They're not as crisp.
Yeah.
Like, I'd almost be like, should I shove some more stuff back in my ears again?
Dude, I love it.
Okay.
It's fantastic. And she was like, you know what? Go swimming, and I bet you're not going to have any water get stuck in your ears.
Wow.
She was saying that the earwax was so bad that it was holding water in my ears.
So I have a question. The photo that you sent us.
Never send that again, first of all.
We're not going to post it, I don't think.
No.
It would be like a trigger warning situation.
Yeah.
But it almost looks like a shard.
Yeah.
Was that the biggest thing that came out of your ear, or was there more than that?
No, that was it. It was only my right ear that had the crazy wax buildup, and it looked like basically an earplug of wax.
That's crazy.
And that wasn't even all of it.
One last question, and because I definitely want to hear from those. We have a lot of texts and calls as well, but do you think part of it was because you use earplugs? Were you shoving the wax in your ear more?
Funny enough, I asked that. No.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I asked that same thing because I thought that it was going to be one of those, hey, it's you've used earplugs for, you know, music.
Yeah. I thought maybe you're just pushing it in too much.
For emo night. And they said, no, that shouldn't affect anything. And I also asked, I was like, well, is it because like I use earplugs to sleep? Maybe it's not draining at night. And she's like, no, that shouldn't have anything to do with it. You just have excessive earwax in your right ear.
So it says, I have ear problems as well. The absolute relief of the doctor getting the wax out is unreal.
It is. No, it's beautiful. What was the strangest reason you ended up at the doctor's office or in the ER? 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Migs Show.
What was the strangest reason you ended up at the doctor's or the emergency room? 206-803-ROCK. Give us a call and tell us all about it. Jeremy in Silverdale, your stepson got shot with a BB gun and then tried to cover it up.
Yes. He came home from visiting a friend, and he said that he rolled a 400-pound quad over on him, and he got stuck in the leg. And I was like, that's not what happened. He's like, yeah, it is. And we got into this big argument between me, him, and his mother, and his mother's like, why don't you believe him? And I'm like, because I'm not stupid, and I know better. And I said, all right, fine, I'll take him to the ER. So on the way to the ER, I was hyping it up. And I said, so that's the only thing that happened. He's like, yeah. I said, you rolled a 400-pound quad over yourself, and all you got was a stick in the leg. He's like, yeah. I'm like, all right, BS, but cool. So I said, you know, we're going to have the doctor take x-rays and blah, blah, blah. I hyped it up enough to scare him into coming clean and saying, all right, fine, this is what happened. So they got it out and whatever. And I got back to the house, and I was like, all right, now you got to tell your mom what happened. He's like, what? I said, I'm not telling her. You're telling her. I said, she already doesn't believe me.
Right.
So, so he tells her what happened. And I was like, dude, if you're going to be stupid, at least be smart about it. And she goes, how did you know that's what happened? I said, because I was dumb.
I was equally as stupid as him.
Not equally, because I wore pants and a helmet. So he wore shorts. And, you know.
Oh, for a second, I was like, why is he pantless shooting BB guns? Oh, your phone's dying on us.
Yeah. Derek in Yakima, you had a cyst between your tailbone, and you didn't even know it was there.
Correct. Yeah, I had what is called a pionidal cyst.
Okay.
Growing between the very last fragment of my tailbone. Had no idea it was there. And while doing sit-ups one morning for exercise in the military, I felt a pop and wetness between my butt cheeks. Kind of thought I soiled myself, got up into the bathroom, saw it was a bunch of discharge and pus, ended up going to the doctor, and yeah, wow. I had a cyst about the size of a golf ball that was between my tailbone, and me doing sit-ups pushed the tailbone pieces together and ruptured it.
See, that would have been weird if you did feel it, because that would be like a moment of panic. Like, am I growing a tail? Like, what's going on here?
Yeah. No bump on the exterior or anything. There was no identification from the exterior before it ruptured that I ever had a cyst there.
Now, is that one where they have to go in and get they got to get the sac out so that it doesn't grow back or something? Like, you've never had it? It hasn't reemerged?
We just met Derek. Don't talk dirty to him like that.
It was a... It was that type of cyst, and they had to go in and cut a wedge out of my backside right where my the bottom of my tailbone is, and about a half an inch wide and 3 inches long. They removed that out of me and sewed me back up.
The part where you first start feeling wetness, that had to be like the weirdest sensation, because you're like, I don't think I did anything wrong. Like, what is happening? Why am I? Did my water break? What's going on here?
Yeah, exactly. I thought I was pregnant or something. I didn't understand what was going on.
You're like, oh, the guys are going to be really confused about this one. Take care, Eric.
Ocean Everett, you had a moth stuck in your ear canal.
I had a moth stuck in my ear.
This is like my nightmare.
It was. So I was out with some buddies. Left early from the bar, came home, and I was going to get in my front door, and I felt something by my ear, and so I kind of swatted at it, and then I felt it go into my ear, and it was stuck in there. Went in, grabbed my roommate. My roommate, it was so far down into my ear that my roommate couldn't even see it. So then I had to go to the ER, and in order to take it out, they had to kill it first. So what they do is they put like eardrops in your ear to kill the moth. So I'm sitting there literally like I could feel the thing like dying inside my ear. It was the most foul, and it took forever. So I'm like, and it's right on my ear canal, right on my eardrum, so I have like this monster headache. And then like an hour later, after I can feel the thing dying, they finally go in and pull the thing out completely whole.
Was it a large moth?
It was a large. It was probably about the size of a quarter.
Like the ones that have the antennas.
I don't know, because I was at that point, I was so agitated and upset. The doctor actually asked me, put it into a little jar. He's like, do you want to take this home? And I'm like, no.
Oh, I would have taken it home and made a necklace.
I should have kept it just to show somebody. But
no, yeah,
at
wear
that
it.
Point, I was so upset. I'm like, no, just throw that damn thing in the garbage.
Wear it as a necklace. That way you let all the other moths know that you're not someone to mess with.
Yeah.
You know what? Now I'm going to sleep with my hair in pigtails draped over my ears tonight.
I mean, there's a lot of bad sensations that we have to experience in life, but none, I would put it like at the top of my list is that feeling of when a fly goes right by your ear and it kind of like, you know, when you hear it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm freaking tearing out right now.
Yeah.
It's the worst sensation.
I have like tears in my eyes talking about this. It's making me very.
Oh, the entire time Osh was telling the story, I didn't want to say anything because the more he talked, the more freaked out you were getting. And I thought it was the funniest visual ever.
Well, thanks for that, Osh.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.